Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We've got Stefan Benz on the line all the way from Los Angeles. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm back.
What time is it there?
Yeah, hoe laat is it?
It is 8:10 in the morning.
Okay. Well, lekker vroeg.
Shame we got him up really early. For a rock star,
yes, this is early.
Stefan, Carmen sent us a WhatsApp saying she loves the way you switch between the American accents when you speak in English. In our Afrikaans is nog steeds daar. But I get it. I get it, right? I was in Los Angeles once and I was sitting at a restaurant and I asked for a glass of water. And the waitress looked at me like I had three heads. She was like, you want what? Water. What?
Yep.
Until you go, can I have some water?
Yeah.
You know, yep. you've got to put
water.
You'll be thirsty
water?
For days.
No, actually, I can just say, my ouers van ons by restaurant is eerst since my maat probleem, ons vra sy vir ranch dressing, and I'll say, no, it's ranch.
Ranch
and as ons by McDonald's, deur in die drive-thru, nee, dan moet my pa net pas op, want ek moet praat. Ek moet I roll the window up, ek moet praat, want ons het klaar ons les geleer. Ja, nog een, my pa loop by Panda Express, en ek ken nie onthou van in Suid-Afrika nie, maar op die menu staan daar, dat is entrees, nee, maar dat is E-N-T-R-E-E-S. En hy sê, waar is die entrees?
Stefan, jy praat nou so mooi oor jou familie wat ook daar is. Het jy allemaal die trek gedoen, LA toe? Like, they just packed up everything to help you follow your dreams.
Ja, ek meen, ek het geen groter supporters as my ouders nie. Hulle het net getrek vir my, ons het alles net oorgeskuif hierna toe, en ons bly nou al hier so vir 3 jaar. Hulle is my grootste fans.
Oh man, it's incredible to hear that story and that kind of support coming in behind someone chasing their dream.
Mm.
It's very, very cool. Dude, yes, American Idol is your volgende ding. You've got the golden ticket now. You're into the show. I mean, that's a massive, massive deal. And you said 150 people are now finally in the running. Ek dink die Suid-Afrikaners verstaan hoe moeilik het is die kant nie and how competitive America is when it comes to music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, America has like 300 million, 350 million people. And especially here in Hollywood, it's the entertainment capital of the world. So, you know, everybody's trying to do what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, it's definitely some competition here. From what I've seen so far from the talent that was aired, other than me, you know, there's a lot of talent. I'm just going to try and do my best and hopefully make it through to the next round for South Africa.
Listen, Stefan, I have a son. He's not musical like you are and following his dreams. But I mean, for a 16-year-old, is the pressure not getting to you? Like, I would be a bit worried. I'd be like, my babaki, hulle kan nie vir hom nee sê nie.
No, I think the reason why the pressure never really got to me is because I started at such a young age. Mm. So like most of the pressure was on me when I was 11. So now that I'm 16, I feel like I'm like much better at dealing with anything that I might feel. I definitely had some pressure, you know, auditioning with this, the fans that I might have accumulated so far all are rooting for me, you know, South Africa now I have behind me rooting for me, my parents, my team, so there's a lot of people that are expecting me to make it through, so there was pressure from that, but I mean, I made it past the first round, now it's time for the second round, and you know, I'm just going to do my best and hopefully make it through.
Oh man, dude, listening to you talk at 16 years old absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, you're pushing this dream, now you've got Jennifer Lopez and everyone following you on Instagram and enjoying your tunes. It's mind-blowing and we're very proud of you, dude.
Thank you very much.
And just know that your biggest supporters in this country, Jacaranda FM and especially The Drive with Rob and Roz, ons volg elke ding wat jy doen en jy hou ons naam al reeds hoog.
Bye, dankie. Dit beteken baie.
Dude, just before we let you go, the first sort of break you got was, as you say, outside a checkers or a game you can't remember, on the breakfast with Martin Bester. He sort of grabbed you to play a song. We've got a message from Martin for you, dude. Have a listen.
Hey Stefan, dis Martin Bester hier. Hoop dit gaan goed met jou. Lyk wat baie goed gaan met jou. Baie baie geluk met al jou sukses. Ons is verskriklik trots op jou. Ek onthou nog toe jy 'n klein seentjie was en daar op die show kom sing het en dit jou alles gegee het. En natuurlik daai dag wat jy op die Jacaranda Day verhoog was en daai groot gehoor in die palm van jou hand gehad het. Ek weet jy het dit verskriklik geniet. Ek sal daai dag nooit vergeet nie. Dit is lekker om jou nou te sien. So goed doen vir Katy Perry en daai tipe mense Afrikaans te leer. Dit is ongelooflik. Alles van net die beste. Ons volg vir jou. ons, ek weet nie of ons jou kan stem nie, maar ons ondersteun jou. En kom groet asseblief wanneer jy weer in Suid-Afrika is. En baie geluk met al jou sukses en die pad vorentoe. Ek is seker daarvan dit jou loopbaan het groter groter gaan raak. Groete van myself en die hele span by Jacaranda FM.
There you go, Stefan, from the man himself.
Dis ek moet julle kom sien wanneer ek terug is in Suid-Afrika, hopelik aan die einde van die jaar. Ek onthou toe ek my video ingestuur het vir hierdie kiekies kompetisie, ek nie 'n broek aan gehad nie. Jy kan net my hemp sien, maar ek het net daaraan gedink toe ek praat van die klein sientjie. My pa het my afgeneem, ek het net 'n hemp aan gehad, geen broek, en hy het my hemp gewys, maar ja.
And look how far it has taken you, dude. Yeah, we're very proud of you. Good luck with the rest of American Idol. Ons hou vir jou duim vas, and we'll see you when you get back.
Ach, waardeer, baie dankie julle.
Thanks, dude. Stefan Benz, what a ledge.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.